This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China. Official sources said India is not satisfied with the language of the joint document and there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. As per the SCO Charter, the grouping takes decisions by agreement without a vote and they are considered to be adopted if no member state raises objections. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called for united global action against terrorism, radicalization and extremism, citing them as the biggest threats to regional peace and trust. Addressing the minister's meeting today, Mr. Singh said peace and prosperity cannot coexist with terrorism. He said India exercised its right to self-defense through Operation Sindoor to dismantle cross-border terror infrastructure. He said India has shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe and the country will not hesitate to target them.
This includes our right to defend ourselves against terrorism. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe and we will not hesitate to target them. We should also take proactive steps to prevent the spread of the radicalization among our youth.
The Defence Minister urged SCO nations to reject double standards and hold terror sponsors accountable. Mr. Singh said some countries use cross-border terrorism as an instrument of policy and provide shelter to terrorists. Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla is on his way to create history by becoming the first Indian to reach the International Space Station, ISS. The Axiom 4 mission carrying Group Captain Shukla and three other crew members is set to dock with the ISS at 4:30 p.m. today. The Dragon spacecraft is carrying AX-4 Commander Peggy Whitson, Pilot Shubhanshu Shukla and Mission Specialists Slavoj Uznarski-Wisniewski and Tibor Kapu. Meanwhile, Shukla has sent a live message from space saying he is thrilled to be with his fellow astronauts. He has thanked everyone, adding that it is not a personal accomplishment but a collective achievement of each one who has been a part of the journey.
नमस्कार एक छोटा सा संदेश मेरे सारे देशवासियों के लिए एक महीने क्वारंटीन में रहने के बाद कल हम लोग लॉन्च पैड 39 से लॉन्च हुए जहां से अपोलो 11 मिशन भी लॉन्च हुआ था इस समय स्पेस में बहुत प्राउड फील कर रहा हूं अभी हम लोग कुछ ही घंटों में आईएसएस में डॉक करेंगे और फिर हम इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पे जाके रहेंगे बट कहीं ना कहीं ये भी दर्शाता है कि ये भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की एक छोटा सा स्टेप पर एक बहुत सॉलिड और स्टेडी स्टेप है उस डायरेक्शन में जिस तरफ हम जा रहे हैं गगनयान जैसे मिशन को लेके तो मैं चाहता हूं कि आप सब मेरी इस जर्नी का हिस्सा बने आप भी उतना ही प्राउड फील करें जितना मैं फील कर रहा हूं बिकॉज ये हमारी एस्पिरेशंस को दर्शाता है कि हम किस तरफ जाना चाहते हैं
The Air India flight AI-171 black box data has been downloaded to reconstruct the sequence of events leading to the crash in Ahmedabad recently. The crash protection module from the front black box was safely retrieved and the memory module was successfully accessed and its data downloaded at the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB lab, in Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Ministry said the analysis of cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder data is underway to reconstruct the sequence of events leading to the accident and identify contributing factors to enhance aviation safety and prevent future occurrences. The rare black box was brought by an AIB team to its Delhi lab on Tuesday. Under Operation Sindhu, 272 more Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran. The special flight, which arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad in the early hours of today, also carried three Nepalese citizens. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, so far a total of 3,426 Indian nationals have been brought back to India from Iran under Operation Sindhu. And with that, we end this news bulletin.